Hello, tech enthusiasts. Welcome to another episode where we delve into the latest in tech innovations and market shifts. Today, we're kicking off with Meta's exciting announcement about their Ray-Ban smart glasses hitting the Indian market. Let's dive in.
That's right. Meta is set to launch its Ray-Ban smart glasses in India starting May 19th with a price tag of $29,990, roughly $353. This marks a significant step in expanding their international market presence.
I can't help but wonder, with features like Meta AI integration, how do these glasses enhance user experience?
The glasses support Meta AI, which can translate audio and video live, send messages, and make calls. Interestingly, they offer live translations in English, French, Italian, and Spanish, but lack support for Indian languages. They also connect to music apps like Spotify and Apple Music.
Expanding on that, what does this mean for the smart glasses market in India?
It's a strategic move, especially since Meta has sold about 2 million pairs globally. However, the lack of Indian language support could be a hurdle. Yet the integration with popular music apps might attract tech-savvy consumers.
From smart glasses to fusion energy, Rialta Fusion has secured $36 million for its fusion-in-a-bottle reactor. Let's explore this next.
Rialta Fusion is indeed making waves with this funding round led by Future Ventures. It aims to finalize the design of its Anvil prototype reactor, a significant step towards practical fusion energy solutions.
Fusion energy has long been the holy grail of clean energy. How is Rialta's approach different?
Rialta is focusing on a compact fusion reactor, which they describe as fusion in a bottle. This approach could make fusion more accessible and scalable. The $36 million will help them prepare for a Series B round to build the prototype.
This funding could accelerate the fusion industry's progress. Now, let's shift gears to Google's potential replacement of the I'm Feeling Lucky button with AI mode.
Google is testing AI mode in its search interface, which some users have spotted replacing the I'm Feeling Lucky button. This AI mode features a chatbot enhancing search capabilities with AI.
How might this change affect user interaction with Google's search engine?
Integrating AI directly into search could streamline user queries, offering more intuitive and context-aware results. The rotating rainbow border design also adds a visually engaging element.
From AI enhancements to AI in law enforcement, let's discuss the new police tech that circumvents facial recognition bans.
Police departments are using AI tools that track people based on body size, gender, and clothing, bypassing facial recognition bans. This has raised concerns about potential misuse and privacy violations.
What are the broader implications of this technology?
There's a significant risk of abuse, as noted by the ACLU. While it offers a workaround for facial recognition bans, it also poses ethical and privacy challenges that need addressing.
Moving from surveillance to global trade, President Trump has slashed tariffs on low-value parcels from China. Let's unpack this development.
Trump's decision reduces tariffs on parcels valued at $800 or less from 120% to 54%. This move aims to revive e-commerce platforms like Shein and Amazon Haul by easing trade restrictions.
How might this tariff reduction impact the market?
It could boost cross-border e-commerce, making products more affordable for consumers. However, it also highlights ongoing trade tensions and the delicate balance of international commerce.
Speaking of e-commerce, Temu's future seems uncertain amidst these changes. Let's delve into their challenges.
Temu is navigating difficulties due to tariff adjustments. They've rebranded items as locally sourced to bypass duties, but this raises questions about transparency and consumer trust.
What strategies might Temu employ to remain competitive?
They may need to strengthen local supply chains and enhance customer transparency to maintain market presence amidst these regulatory changes.
From e-commerce to AI, Anthropic's Jared Kaplan will speak at TechCrunch Sessions, AI. What can attendees expect?
Kaplan will discuss hybrid reasoning models, which balance quick responses with deeper processing for complex queries. It's a chance for attendees to gain insights into cutting-edge AI developments.
Sounds like a can't-miss event for AI enthusiasts. Now let's explore the temporary tariff truce between the U.S. and China.
The U.S. and China agreed to a 90-day tariff reduction, with U.S. tariffs dropping from 145% to 30% and China's from 125% to 10%. This eased market tensions and boosted tech stocks.
How significant is this agreement for global markets?
It's a positive signal for investors, potentially stabilizing markets in the short term. However, the long-term impact hinges on continued negotiations.
In the realm of finance, Trump's crypto advisor has raised $710 million for a Bitcoin firm. Let's explore this substantial investment.
David Bailey, Trump's crypto advisor, raised $710 million to launch a Bitcoin investment company. This move aligns with the growing trend of institutional investment in cryptocurrency.
What does this mean for the cryptocurrency landscape?
It reflects increasing confidence in Bitcoin's potential as a mainstream investment. The merger with KindlyMD, a healthcare firm, exemplifies the diverse applications of blockchain technology.
From crypto to AI, Perplexity is discussing a $14 billion valuation. What are the details?
Perplexity is in talks with Accel for a $500 million raise at a $14 billion valuation. This highlights the robust investor interest in AI-driven search technologies.
How does this valuation compare to previous rounds?
It's a 56% increase from their last round, underscoring the company's growth and potential in the competitive AI search market.
Switching gears to logistics, Amazon is partnering with FedEx for large package deliveries. What's the scoop?
Amazon will use FedEx for select large packages, marking their first collaboration since 2019. This move helps Amazon manage costs associated with oversized items.
What prompted this partnership renewal?
As Amazon scales back with UPS, FedEx offers a viable alternative for handling logistics of large items, optimizing their delivery network.
In a surprising corporate move, CrowdStrike's CEO has given away 92% of his voting power. Let's unpack this decision.
George Kurtz of CrowdStrike reduced his voting power from 31% to 2.5%, converting super voting stock to regular stock. This was part of estate planning and philanthropic efforts.
What are the implications for CrowdStrike's governance?
The shift could democratize decision-making within the company, potentially influencing its strategic direction and shareholder dynamics.
In regulatory news, a House committee proposes a decade ban on state AI laws. What's at stake?
The proposed ban aims to prevent a patchwork of state AI regulations, instead advocating for federal oversight. This reflects tech companies' concerns over compliance complexities.
How might this affect AI innovation and regulation?
While it could streamline compliance, it also delays necessary regulatory frameworks, posing risks to ethical AI development and deployment.
From regulations to futuristic visions, Sam Altman discusses Dyson spheres and colonizing the light cone. What's his vision?
Altman envisions using AI to achieve artificial superintelligence, enabling humanity to solve energy challenges and potentially colonize other planets, a concept known as the light cone.
How realistic are these ambitions?
While ambitious, they highlight the intersection of AI and space exploration, pushing the boundaries of what's technologically possible.
Finally, data centers are turning to securitized lending. What's driving this financial strategy?
Facing cash demands, data centers are tapping into the $2 trillion securitized lending market. This spreads financial risk and supports the AI infrastructure boom.
What are the potential risks and benefits?
While it provides necessary capital for expansion, there's a risk of market saturation leading to financial instability if the data center boom falters.
That's a wrap for today's episode. From smart glasses to AI-driven futures, we've covered the spectrum of tech innovations and market dynamics. Stay tuned for more insights next time.